Billie Holiday was, by any measure, a great jazz singer. By my estimation, the greatest, because of her pure jazz style, her brilliant improvising that personalized and improved on written melody and rhythm, and her willingness to jam spontaneously with her voice as an instrument and with the musicians around her. Lady Day directly or indirectly influenced all jazz and popular singers of the mid-20th century. Singers who acknowledged her influence include Carmen McRae, Dinah Washington, Anita O'Day, Sarah Vaughan, Etta Jones, Pearl Bailey, Tony Bennett, and Frank Sinatra. Her last recording session in March of 1959 is somewhat unusual, with lush arrangements by Ray Ellis for horns, rhythm section, and strings. It was released and is still sold as Lady in Satin. Not long before this session, Holiday was so broke that she hawked her beloved mink stoles to pay for groceries, dog food, and gin.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees. That's how it's got to feel. Than the deep blue seas. That's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, you're no good unless he needs you. And for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. It's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Though she continued performing, by late spring 1959, Billie was in bad shape. She was frail and emaciated down to around 95 pounds. Collapsing on May 30th, 1959, she was hospitalized. 10 days later, heroin was found in her hospital room. She was arrested and fingerprinted, her magazines and records taken away. Billie was sequestered and threatened with jail, regardless of her precarious condition. Complex legal and financial machinations by lawyers, prosecutors, police, and promoters swirled around her for over a month until her liver and heart gave out on July 10th, 1959. She was penniless, and age 44.
Then for him to jump up and quit me, it ain't nobody's business if I do. I swear I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. It ain't nobody's business if I do. Ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
Billie Holiday at Carnegie Hall in 1957. My thanks to Joe Hughes, who read from Buck Clayton's Jazz World, published by Oxford University Press, and to Kit Wiegandt for reading from Billie Holiday's Lady Sings the Blues, published by Viking Penguin Books. To conclude, here's Billie's Blues, one of her most frequently performed songs and one of her original personal theme songs. The final words are from her old friend, Buck Clayton.
Even though Billie is gone now, every time I play or hear a Billie Holiday record, it brings back many memories of the wonderful, kind, tough, and sympathetic person that I'm very proud to have known.
I love my man. I'm alive, I say I don't. But I'll quit my man. I'm alive, I say I won't. I've been your slave, baby, ever since I've been your babe. I've been your slave since I've been your babe. But before I'll be your dog, I'll see you in your grave. My man wouldn't give me no breakfast, wouldn't give me no dinner, squawked about my supper, then he put me outdoors. Had the nerve to lay a matchbox on my clothes. I didn't have so many, but I had a long, long ways to go. My mother, she give me something. It's gonna carry me through this world. Some men like me 'cause I'm happy. Some 'cause I'm snappy. Some call me honey. Others think I've got money. Some tell me Billy, baby, you've been for speed. Now, if you put that all together, makes me everything a good man.